USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump signing an executive order yesterday that he says will change police policy nationwide when it comes to the use of force. And now in just a few hours, U.S. Senate Republicans will be holding a news conference to introduce a bill that's designed to reform policing as well. And South Carolina's Tim Scott, the Senate's only black Republican, is leading the party's charge to reform policing after a series of events, including the death of George Floyd while in the custody of Minneapolis police back on Memorial Day. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says when it comes to winning the nation's battle against coronavirus, the nation is winning. In an interview yesterday with Fox News, she says,
our position is that we're monitoring it. We can't predict the future, but we think we're at a place where we have this under control and we'll keep it under control.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump today is set to announce a new program that he says will be aimed at preventing suicides by Americans, especially by veterans. The effort is called PREVENTS. It's short for the President's Roadmap to Empower Veterans and End a National Tragedy of Suicide. The VA says the aim is to develop a holistic public health approach to suicide prevention and trying to change a culture surrounding mental health and suicide prevention as it currently exists. The Trump administration is hoping to keep former National Security Advisor John Bolton's new memoir off the shelves. The administration asking a federal judge to stop the publication of The Room Where It Happened and also to dispose of any copies that have already been sent out. The department seeking an order to require Bolton to complete a pre-publication review process to make sure there's nothing in the book that's classified. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
In California, Pacific Gas and Electric has pleaded guilty to 84 counts of involuntary manslaughter for the 2018 Camp Fire. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The company acknowledged it did neglect equipment that sparked the fire, which ripped through the town of Paradise. 85 people died in the fire, but prosecutors were unable to prove that one of the deaths was the company's fault. PG&E also pled guilty to one count of illegally setting a fire. PG&E has also agreed to pay a maximum $3.5 million in fines. The fire burned more than 95% of the town, including 14,000 homes. PG&E filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy last year. The bankruptcy process was in part used to reach settlements valued at approximately $25.5 billion with wildfire victim groups. No company employees are expected to serve any prison time.
The north and south borders of the United States will stay closed for another 30 days. It's the third time agreements have been extended to non-essential travelers in the face of the coronavirus pandemic. Americans returning to the U.S. are exempt, and soap opera fans are counting down as Bold and the Beautiful will be heading back to production today. It's the first such scripted series to restart production after being shut down because of the pandemic. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.